Your name?
Joshua Lopez.
Joshua Lopez, I'm asking the same 10 questions, each of the candidates. Question one, D.C.'s top income tax bracket begins at $40,000, so someone making $400,000 or $4 million pays the same tax rate as someone making far less. Are you in favor of taxing the district's highest income earners in order to avoid further cuts to safety net services?
Yes, I've publicly come out in support of the progressive tax increase that would essentially raise taxes on residents who make over $200,000 a year by 1%. But I support doing it with a sunset clause, you know, and when we get out of this recession and bad economic times, you know, I'm in favor of rolling it back to its current rate.
Question two, what are your thoughts on former Chancellor Michelle Rhee's so-called school reform?
I supported Chancellor Rhee. You know, I came up through the public school system, you know, so I know firsthand how bad the schools are. You know, I thought she brought a level of accountability that never existed before. You know, her reform efforts were only 2-3 years in the making. You know, they need to continue to take place. Mistakes were made, but you work on those and you make it better.
Question three, do you support Walmart's attempt to bring 4 stores to the District of Columbia?
I'm not against Walmart coming. I look at the revenue that it'll bring. I look at the jobs that it'll create. I look at the fact that they're not asking for a penny from the District of Columbia. And I look at the areas where they're going. And, you know, I live in Ward 4, one of the proposed sites on Georgia Avenue. Is a site that's been vacant for years. And, you know, you look at the surrounding businesses, you have liquor stores, carryouts, beauty supply shops, none of which are owned by people who live here or employ people who live here. You know, I see Walmart kind of addressing the unemployment issues and offering a service that people want. People go to Walmart. They just go outside of the district to patronize them.
Question four, D.C. taxicab fares are some of the lowest in the country. Would you be in support of making D.C. fares competitive with neighboring jurisdictions?
I'm not sure. You know, I'd have to look at the rates. You know, I look at, you said they're one of the most expensive, or
they're some of the lowest fares in the country.
You know, if you look at who uses taxi cabs, you know, I see a lot of seniors on fixed income. You know, I'm against raising the fares, you know, for that very same reason. But I think the bigger issue with taxi cabs is, you know, a lot of the taxi cab drivers aren't district residents. You know, there's still a lot of discrimination. You talk to any African American or Latino in the city, they'll tell you stories of taxi cabs, you know, unwilling to stop for them or take them to, you know, the eastern part of the city. I think that's a bigger issue with taxi cabs.
Question number five, what is your position on the recently introduced taxi cab medallion legislation?
I'm against it. I fear that it would create a monopoly on the system and kind of just eliminate, you know, just regular, you know, average folks who are able to kind of make a living off a taxi cab system, you know, being a taxi cab driver. So I'm against it.
Question six, D.C. council members are the second highest paid city council in the country, according to a report by the Pew Charitable Trust. Yet in addition to their $125,000 salary, council members are able to earn outside income. If elected, will you commit to foregoing any additional income and stick to just your council salary?
Yeah, I've publicly come out in support of reducing the council member salary by 15% and making council members' jobs full-time. You know, it's ridiculous that they're part-time, you know, second highest paid in the country. And there's even some conflict of interest issues, you know, with some council members working as, you know, lobbyists for some, firms, you know, who some are doing business in the city. You know, you need to be a full-time public servant and you need to make sure that you're not, making so much money that, you know, has you disconnected from the regular working class residents of the city.
Question seven, what is your position on the HPV vaccine, which is mandated for sixth grade girls in the District of Columbia, Virginia, and nowhere else in the U.S.?
I'm against it. You know, I'm against, making it mandatory. You know, it should be a decision that's made by a parent. And there's even some issues on the vaccine itself. You know, it's had, there's been some legitimate concerns brought up with some of the side effects it may have on some of the young women who've been vaccinated.
Question number eight. What is your position on statehood versus voting rights for the District of Columbia?
Long term, a huge statehood proponent. You know, short term, I think a more realistic goal is getting voting rights. But, you know, I think we have an outdated approach in getting those two goals. You know, I think we need to, you know, institute public awareness in the curriculum, in the school system. The only way it's ever going to happen is if there's enough public outrage. The only people talking about it are, you know, either public officials, very political people, but everyday average Washingtonians, you know, aren't out there fighting for the issues.
Question number 9, did you vote for Adrian Fenty in the recent mayoral election?
I voted for Adrian Fenty, and I wrote him in the general election.
Question 10, is there anything you'd care to add?
You know, if you're looking for a council member who's going to be honest, someone who's going to work hard for people, someone who's going to be a fighter for working class residents, and someone who won't make excuses, we'll go downtown and shake things up, hold people's feet to the fire. I'll be the strongest candidate. You know, let's stop electing career politicians. Let's stop electing the same people giving us the same results. Let's elect people with some fresh ideas and new energy and that really care about the residents of the city. I'll be that candidate. I'll be that council member.
Thanks, Joshua Lopez.
Thank you so much.